USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Military leaders under the Biden administration were caught off guard when the Taliban overran Afghanistan in 11 days. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on Wednesday.
The time frame of a rapid collapse, that was widely estimated and ranged from weeks to months and even years following our departure. There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Milley also pledged to evacuate Afghans who have supported the U.S. military. President Trump weighs in on Newsmax TV Wednesday.
Well, it's inconceivable that anybody could be so incompetent, stupid, use any word you want to use, to imagine that you take out your military before you take out your U.S. citizens and civilians and others that maybe helped us.
USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place. But we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Speaking only to media ally ABC News on Wednesday, President Biden said U.S. troops may stay past the 31 August deadline to evacuate all Americans and allies from Afghanistan.
We're going to do everything in our power to get all Americans out and our allies out. Depends on where we are and whether we can get ramp these numbers up to 5,000 to 7,000 a day coming out. If that's the case, they'll all be out.
A President Obama-appointed federal judge in Alaska ruled against an oil drilling project in the state, arguing that the Interior Department did not adequately measure the true environmental impact of the project. In her opinion, Judge Sharon Gleason of the U.S. District Court of the District of Alaska argued that the Bureau excluded levels of greenhouse gas emissions in its environmental impact. The ConocoPhillips Willow Project was granted approval under President Trump and was backed by the Biden administration. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
The fall of Afghanistan has led to betrayal by the Biden administration. Afghan interpreter Sabir Nasseri on Fox News begs President Biden for help.
I fought for this country. I served 11 years for U.S. Marine Corps. But now I lost my fingers in the war. The Taliban, they cut my fingers off. They cut my bodies. All that. I got a lot of shrapnels. I worked for Navy SEALs, U.S. Marines in Afghanistan. But right now, the Taliban, they are hunting my family. Because this country, they made a documentary movie about me. I won the Hollywood Award, Emmy Award, a lot of awards I won. And my family, they're in a movie too. General John Allen and other colonels and generals that they work with me. The Taliban, they just cut my cousin neck off a couple days ago. They moved from Baghlan province to Kabul. And they are hunting my family and my brother family. They all living close to the airport. It become 1 week. I didn't sleep. I didn't eat good, and I didn't. I'm very worried about my family. I might lose my family, and I'm asking from Mr. Joe Biden that he broke his promise and he left my family and other American allies behind. What's your answer for humanity? For me, that I support and sacrifice for this country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.